This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So play-in type scenarios. One was for a playoff spot, and obviously...
huge game. Two biggest games of the year.
Huge. And Kuminga got DNPs in both of them. What did you make of that?
I think if there was any question about how the Warriors feel about Kuminga's impact on winning in this very moment, it became pretty clear because what Steve Kerr and the Warriors are doing, and by the way, this was not like a one-person decision. Steve Kerr doesn't just show up to the Warriors facility and unilaterally tell everybody, yeah, Kuminga's not playing today. Like, this is
he doesn't?
No.
Oh, I thought that's how it worked.
He puts it
on the whiteboard, walks in the locker room, no Kuminga today.
This, I am sure, was a conversation that has been going on for a while, and it was something that the Warriors discussed internally, I would imagine, all of the coaches. I would venture to guess that Steph Curry and Draymond Green were part of these conversations as well, and the Warriors ultimately get to a point where they think, all right, this is essentially a must-win basketball game. What gives us the absolute best chance to win this basketball game? And if they think that Kuminga not playing, or a better way to look at it, is playing others instead, right? Like, this isn't necessarily anti-Kuminga. It's just, all right, I'd rather play Jimmy 40 minutes. I'd rather play Guy 8 minutes than play Kuminga those minutes. And frankly, I can't really argue with that. But where I think there's a really big disconnect between how the Warriors are approaching this and how a lot of the fan base has taken it, Spadone, is the idea that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's like some kind of personal vendetta that the Warriors or Steve Kerr specifically has against Kuminga.
We got callers calling in saying Kerr hates Kuminga. Let's relax,
hey,
people.
Look, I don't have inside information about Steve Kerr or truthfully feels about Kuminga, but I can't possibly believe that's true. All the Warriors are doing and all Steve Kerr's job is to do anything possible to win a basketball game. And when we already talked about this. When you're in a single game, essentially a do-or-die game, right? Tuesday against the Grizzlies, you lose, your season's not over, but for all intents and purposes, your season is over. You have to play Friday, and you have to turn around and then play Sunday versus Oklahoma City. Like, you're not winning that series with that lack of time off. I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of belief in that Warrior team if they had to play Friday. So when you're in that situation and you know it's going to be a competitive game that comes down to the wire as it does, you play somebody that you're not entirely confident in, it takes one misstep. Yeah. It takes one mistake for you to lose that basketball game. And that doesn't mean that if you play GP2, he's not going to make a mistake. That does not mean that even Steph isn't going to make a mistake. 8 turnovers versus the Clippers. But if you're trying to maximize your chance of winning a single basketball game, your goal should be not to take any unnecessary risks. And the way that Jonathan Kuminga has played of late, it's risky. Doesn't mean that he can't be good, but the risk does not outweigh, or the risk does outweigh the potential reward in a one-game situation like that.
I guess where the fans get frustrated is when they see a guy like Buddy Hield out there getting consistent 12, 15, maybe 20 minutes, and he's not doing anything. If he's not shooting the ball, what is he doing out there? And I think that's where fans get a little frustrated. It's like, wow, this guy, yeah, I get it. He's a great teammate, and he's got trust. Like, he's out there to shoot the three ball. Like, I get it. That is his role, so maybe that's what it comes back to. The role of a Jonathan Kuminga is what on this team going forward. And if that's on the head coach, if that's on the player himself, I don't know. There's a combination of both there. And I think that's where the disconnect comes within the fan base is, hey, this guy's been here this long. How does he still not have a defined role on this team? And I think that just goes back, you know, it's kind of like a chicken or the egg thing. Like who is in charge of that? Who do you place the blame on? Shout out Akon, you can put the blame on me, right? Is that Steve Kerr at this point? Like, I go back, and it's not like for like comparison, but I go back to when, you know, Trey Lance got traded, right, from the 49ers. And I remember that presser when it happened. It was Kyle Shanahan talking. He said, you know what, I take blame for Trey's development. A lot of that was on me, and I'm sorry. And I he owned that. And I actually thought that was kind of refreshing if I was a fan of the 49ers. Okay, he owned it. Now, it's easier to say that when he had Brock Purdy, right? Like, had the entire situation like, didn't play out that way, maybe he would have thrown Trey Moore under the bus to save his ass. But that's how it played out. Like, when this whole thing ends in this saga of Jonathan Kuminga, because I got to be honest, right now, April 17th, 2025, the year of our Lord, on Holy Week, on Holy Thursday. Yeah, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga's coming back. I'd be very surprised if he's in a Golden State Warriors uniform next year.
Warriors hold all the cards.
We'll see.
He's a restricted free agent.
If you're betting on it, is he coming back next year? If you had to bet money on $100, is Jonathan Kuminga going to be a Golden State Warrior next year? Yes or no?
Probably not.
There you go.
The decision is the Warriors, not Kuminga's.
Well, that's fine. And I think the Warriors are going to move on from him, just given what I've seen these last few weeks and the comments made from the head coach. That being said,
Buddy Hield only played 12 minutes on Tuesday. Like 12, and the thing about Buddy Hield,
I've seen, you know, Guy Santos played 6 minutes. JK couldn't have gotten 6 minutes. I'm just playing devil's advocate here from the fan base. That's how they're feeling right now.
I hear you. Buddy Hield, the thing about Buddy is, even if he's not hitting his shot, he's still spacing the floor. And we've heard Steve Kerr talk about, you know, the the Kuminga, Draymond, Jimmy lineup just it doesn't work together. Why? Because there's a lack of spacing.
We got the sound right here. This was on with Will last and Dibbs week. Yeah. Last week.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, you know, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked. And this is just part of the deal, you know, being in the NBA. And you got to adapt to whatever, you know, whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And you know, there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening. And I have to read that as a coach.
So if that unit, Kuminga, Draymond, and Jimmy is not working, and he was pointing to some of the reasons. The main thing is spacing. You just don't have enough shooting on the floor. And Buddy Hield can go 0-for-4 from deep one game, and that's not good. The Warriors need Buddy to make a couple of shots.
Changes everything if he does.
It does change everything. But even if he's not, he is still spacing the floor. He's made 200 or more threes in 7 straight seasons. You look down all of like the all-time NBA three-point list, like Buddy Hield is there. Yeah. Like he's one of the best three-point shooters of all time. I know this season has been really uneven. It's been a roller coaster ride for Buddy.
That sounds hilarious when you just said Buddy Hield's one of the greatest three-point shooters.
He is.
Volume-wise, I hear you. He makes a lot of them.
I mean, percentage-wise, he's like 40% for his career.
I know, on that volume,
that's amazing.
But why do we not trust him then?
I'm just...
I know.
Even
I know.
When he's on the floor, even if he's not making his shots, he's spacing the floor. The other thing that Buddy does, and, you know, he's not the best defender, doesn't have the greatest necessarily like defensive instincts. The other thing Buddy does, you play him for 2 minutes, you play him for 30 minutes. He is going to hustle his ass off for every single one of those minutes. He is not going to leave a single ounce of energy in him. He is going to give it his all. And you mentioned Gui Santos played how many minutes versus 6 minutes.
Yeah.
The second that Gui Santos checked in, offensive rebound and one.
He had 3 offensive rebounds. You try to get another one, too.
In 6 minutes, 3 offensive rebounds. Like, you're going to get that same energy level. And if there is one thing, Spadoni, that Steve Kerr just despises more than anything else, it is lack of energy, lack of hustle, lack of attention to detail. There was a moment in the Clippers game on Sunday, and this is probably why Moody did not play to close the game. They went with GP2, right? And that was another big thing that a lot of Warrior fans were arguing about. Why GP2? He was getting cooked by Harden.
Yeah.
We need Moody in there. You know why? Because there was a moment, I think it was in the third quarter, Draymond taps a rebound out to Moody along the perimeter. And Moses Moody, he's like the only guy in the area. Instead of like racing to the ball to clear the rebound, he just kind of lollygags and walks his way to the ball. And then James Harden comes up from behind, knocks the ball off of Moody, out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Clippers. Kawhi leads it, scores a layup as a result. They take a lead. Their run continues. Steve Kerr and Draymond Green both immediately start screaming at Moody. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be Kuminga. You could be Draymond. You could be Steph. You could be Jimmy. You could be anybody on this roster.
Jemski?
Yeah, you could be. But he screamed and banged on the table in Denver earlier this year. Like, this is not just unique to Kuminga. It's just what Kuminga is going through right now. If you do not show that consistent energy and effort and you do not give 100%, 100% of the time, Your minutes are going down. I'm sorry, and that's just what's going on right now.
Do you think he's not giving 110% effort? Because, again, it goes
back... He loses focus?
I don't know. Like, it goes back to body language for me, right? Like, I hear you. Like, the body language thing, like, a lot of fans look to that on the side. He looks disinterested. We did this with Brandon Belt. We did this with Andrew Wiggins. By the way, Andrew Wiggins, big game yesterday. Big win for your Miami Heat, Mark Randy. 35 minutes, 20 points,
Miami
2
Heat.
Assists, 9 rebounds. I know you're a big Miami guy.
Got up 20 shots.
Dude, Wiggins.
And 9 boards?
Warriors legends Andrew Wiggins and Klay Thompson going off brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it, Dub Nation?
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Thank you. Well, Bonte is now. Yeah, right. Bonte Hill in studio tomorrow, courtesy of River Islands. But yeah, I look at body language with players, and Andrew Wiggins was one of them. We'd always used to get on him, right? Oh, he looks disinterested. He doesn't care. He doesn't. I like to pause during that because I don't know what's going through that guy's mind. And then maybe that's who he is 24/7, 365, where he's just very nonchalant. He's relaxed. He's calm. Like, I get, like, Willy Adames is a guy who was struggling early on this season. By the way, the Giants went again in Philadelphia, 11-4. But Willy Adames is a guy that, like, you can see him. Like, he gets pissed. He gets, oh, he gets angry at himself. And I think fans like that stuff. It's like, okay, he's clearly invested. He cares. Like, I just want to pause. And I'm not saying you're saying this, that he doesn't care, that Kuminga doesn't clearly care. But I question the, you know, us getting, I don't know, going inside the psyche of one Jonathan Kuminga on and off the court when it comes to caring and not giving 100% effort. He can make mistakes. Doesn't mean the effort's not there, but I hear you. In these kind of games, in a one game scenario, the mistakes, it's times 1,000 in these scenarios. That's why Steve Kerr didn't play him at all. In the series, though, like, you can't just be pulling him after he makes a mistake or two. Like, you just can't do that. Like, he has got to be a part of this playoff run, whether it's in the first, second, third round. Because again, you mentioned it, and Steve Kerr mentioned it. It's a matchup thing. He was great against the Lakers.
Amazing.
He closed against the Lakers. It was Pods. It was Kuminga. It was in the big three. Like, that was the closing lineup, and they needed every single ounce of those Kuminga minutes.
And they dominated down the stretch.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and he was a huge part of that, going up against the LeBron James of the world. And I was so impressed with him in that game because LeBron, you know, was baiting him, because LeBron was defending JK, and he was like, oh, yeah, shoot that three, I'll give it to you. But JK, what did he do? He was patient. He passed the ball off, got a better shot, got a better layup opportunity or a jump shot, a mid-range jump shot. So I hear you. They're going to need him going forward, and it's going to be very interesting to see what he does on Sunday.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances.
MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.